Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Renee, and we are back with the Queen's Lair. It has been some time, it's been exactly 30 days since we have been on, and there has been a whole lot that has been going on. And of course, the midterm elections has been one of the things at the forefront. Wow, if I sound a little bit tired, I actually am, because I kind of been trying to stay up to watch what's happening with the midterms, and there's still a few races that are too close to call, so I've been trying to pay attention to all of that going on throughout the entire day. I actually did early voting so that I didn't have to deal with, you know, there were so many things going, especially in the state of Georgia. There was a whole lot of things happening with absentee ballots and all sorts of shenanigans and things. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, I voted early to make, you know, just to make sure that there were no mishaps or no problems. So I actually did early voting, so I didn't have to deal with some of the things that we've been hearing about happening today. Just to recap some of the things that have been going on. There has been a lot of voter suppression, people getting to their polls, being told that they were not able to vote, and not realizing or being uninformed that you could do a provisional ballot and then your vote would be counted after the fact. So I think that has been something that has really bothered me about voter suppression and being an uninformed citizen. And I really feel like people need to be informed before they start, you know, before you head down to the polls, before you start making decisions for your local, you know, elected officials and things like that. It's really people being uninformed, which is what keeps voter suppression even in circulation, because the powers that be didn't know a whole lot about their areas of which have holes. And I know that the state of Georgia definitely has had many issues with this. They take advantage of the fact that they know a lot of people are just not going to care. And quite frankly, voters should be offended by that. At least I know I am offended by that. But more people should be offended by that. If you choose to sit back and not vote, it is your right. It absolutely is your right. But to me, in my opinion, you don't get the right to complain. There are too many things on the ballots in different states. Other than just the big governor elections, of course, those were some of the big battle things in different states this go-round, especially here in Georgia with Stacey Abrams. Of course, if you live in Florida, Gillum, we know that those are big things. But other than those big votes, there are lists of other referendums and things on your ballot that you need to be involved in. You know, if you are talking about, you know, especially for schools, there are different things about school supplies. There are different things about fundings, you know, for your children in your schools. If you're a parent, you should not sit back and allow, you know, the powers that be to suppress your voice, you know, or think that your voice doesn't matter. So we have to become involved in this process. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't know what I'm voting for. It's not going to do anything. Listen, there's more than just governor races happening. We had to get out and vote to be able to see, you know, our choices, our voices being heard through our choices. And your choice is getting up there to vote. I don't make any, you know, I don't pull any punches when it comes to stuff like that. Anybody who knows me knows that, yes, I am a Democrat. I'm not shy about it at all. It was important for us to unseat a lot of these Republicans, you know, that have been sitting and festering within the House of Representatives, and it's looking like we have unstacked them. right now, it is almost 2:20 a.m. Eastern Time, November 7th, 2018. As I'm sitting here, I have CNN on in the background on mute and talking to you guys. And right now, it's looking like Democrats have 209 seats versus 195 seats of the House. And there's still several seats up for grabs. So it's looking like we will clinch the House, which would be amazing. We have to become informed. You know, this was a huge, huge turnout for women. I think, if I'm not mistaken, my listeners will correct me because you guys always check me if there's something that I need to review and go back to. But I believe that this election is one of the largest elections where women have been at the forefront. We have so many women that have won spots that have never had a woman. We had our first Somali woman elected to Congress. We have our youngest woman elected in New York, I believe in the district, District 14, which represents pieces of the Bronx and Queens, my old neighborhood. You know, anybody who knows me knows I'm a Queens girl. That's where I'm from and where I grew up. You know, my parents are immigrants, naturalized citizens, but I'm a Queens girl, so I'm so happy for that. I'm so ecstatic to see that sort of progression, you know, that has happened within the elections. This is, you know, just amazing, even as a woman, you know, just to see something like that happening is just wonderful. You know, we have to get smart about the way that we deal with our political choices. And I think that a lot of the folks who choose not to vote, you are really leaving the door open for very dangerous rhetoric. You're leaving the door open for a lot of people within the political world to take advantage of you being uninformed. And I don't mean to call people ignorant who don't vote, but some people are ignorant to certain subject matters and are uninformed. And it leaves the door open for crazy. It leaves the door open for unorganization. It leaves the door open for white supremacy, quite frankly. You know, this is something that's so important for every individual, not just black people, not just white people, not just Latino people. This is about human beings coming together and putting the correct people into office. And they may not look like you. They may not be what you think every single thing should be. I know that people go to the polls and they vote just on LGBTQ issues, or they vote just on, you know, black or white issues or poverty issues. For me personally, I look at the well-rounded picture of that particular candidate and what it is that they're saying, looking at their background and their, you know, things that they've done within their community, and really research, go to their website. You know, all of these candidates have websites. Go to the rallies when they come to your town. You know, get together and, you know, jump in a cab together and go down to the rally and really listen to what these folks have to say. And vote based on that. Because when you only vote based on one issue, you are sometimes ushering in someone to sit in your city council, to sit on, you know, in the House of Representatives, to sit in the Senate, that truly doesn't belong there, because the rest of what they are doing could be so detrimental to you as an individual. So a lot of people just talked about the governor's races, the governor. There was very key governor races all around the country for these midterms, but that's not the only thing that's on your ballots. That's not the only thing. Well, for the folks that that have tuned in for this, if you need the show notes will be available in the description. One thing that I would love to let people know as well, we are not only on Blog Talk Radio, but we are also streaming on Apple Podcasts and our newest edition. Some of you may be listening from Spotify. So we are now streaming on Spotify, which we are so excited about. This episode is called The Future is Female, My Midterm Musings. This is Season 10, Episode 2, for those of you that need the title that are downloading. So again, you know, I'm still sitting here watching the elections and looking at some of the projections that are coming through, but I wanted to go through and highlight some of, you know, me talking about the future is female. It's just amazing, I tell you. Wow. Rachel Rollins became the first woman and the first African-American woman to be elected as district attorney of Boston. I think that's such a great win for her. Then you have Ayanna Pressley became the first black woman ever to be elected to Congress from Massachusetts. So shout out to Massachusetts. They're kind of sitting on the map right now with some great strides. We have, I'm kind of overwhelmed with some of the women that have come through. You have Johanna Haines, has been running for U.S. Congress. She has become the first black woman ever to be elected to Congress from Connecticut. So Connecticut, definitely, she has been a great leader. That's just amazing. And then one of the ones that's really like, wow, you have, and I'm not quite sure to say her name, but I will, forgive me, but Ms. Omar, I'm just going to say Ms. Omar, she is the first Somali American ever elected to Congress. Oh, man, she's such a game changer. So while I am extremely proud, you know, of where we have come and how far we're going, I want to see more. And this definitely stokes the fires for us to do more. I know that somebody's going to ask me about it later. The youngest woman, the youngest woman ever to be elected to Congress, she's 29 years old, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I do believe, somebody was asking me earlier today, I believe she's in District 14 in New York City, which is a piece of the Bronx and also the northern side of the borough of Queens. So she's representing District 14, which covers a piece of the Bronx and also a piece of North Queens. So I'm not going to keep you guys. I know that, you know, that a lot of changes will happen by the time the morning comes. I don't know if I'm going to sleep. It's almost 2:30 a.m. here on November 7th, so I'm probably going to stay up just to watch some of, you know, the rest of the polls come in. But the future is female, you guys. The future is female. There's a lot here that is going to go into the 2020 election, and people think it's so far away, but it's really not. We have to pay attention to the folks that we are putting in office. And for the folks who don't believe in voting, let me tell you something. For the folks that don't believe in voting, you have to, I implore you to really pay attention to the folks that have been elected, the unseating of the Republicans in the House and the fact that Democrats have taken back the House, we need to pay attention to these things. We need to get behind good people. We need to get behind, you know, these progressives, because this is what's going to help us in 2020. You know, so if you're on the fence and you don't think, maybe you didn't vote this time around, seriously pay attention for these next 2 years, because your vote in 2020 is going to be monumental, you know, and this unseating of Republicans and, you know, Democrats taking back the House is a major, major thing. So I hope that you will take these next couple of years, and not even a couple of years, because we're going to learn about a lot of candidates probably within the next 6 months that will be running for 2020. So take these next, you know, several months and really pay attention and arm yourself, inform yourself, so that your right is not just thrown to the wayside. This is episode 2 of season 10, The Future is Female, my midterm musings. If you want to get in touch with me, please email me, info@onyxcleanmedia.com. If you want to follow me on social media, I always have little bits and things to say out there. You can talk to me anytime on social media, @onyxcleanmedia. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.